Normally, such deal includes an exclusive period clause that stipulates that no similar facilities should appear in any neighboring place for a specified period. We do not know whether Hong Kong raised such a demand at its negotiations with Disney. If it did not, the officials who negotiated with Disney were not up to the job. If it did raise it and Disney rejected it, Hong Kong was so eager to have a Disneyland that it was at the company's mercy.